Welcome to the Shredded Cabbage Podcast, Episode 3. We are very excited to be bringing this to you. What you just heard, our new intro music is done by my good friend Jeff Durant. He is always on the keyboard making new music. Go check him out. We are very grateful for him. I'm an idiot, and in our first episode, didn't realize that you gotta have rights to the music that you put on podcasts. So have a good laugh at me about that, because I'm an idiot. Other than that, I'm here with my man Blake.
Hi.
Clearly no energy today. What else do you expect? Blake, how's your week been, man? You been having a great week?
Yes, I'm out of school, and let's see. We've been to the beach a little bit, and that's about it.
Yeah, how's the weather been for the beach?
Good up until today. Now it's just rainy and gross.
Yeah? Got beach plans today?
Hopefully. That's the plan.
Hopefully.
Yep. That's good. What about you? You love the beach?
Yeah. I live right by the beach and I never go.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably why people call me human jar of mayonnaise. Has nothing to do with my weight. Probably just...
Well...
What?
Maybe a little.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Agree to disagree.
I've lost some weight.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also gained it.
Okay.
So I don't know.
So where you've the done nothing
is with that. Yeah, I was doing my T25 with Sean T. Shout out Sean T from Insanity. But anybody that knows me, I always start these little workout trends and diet trends, and yeah, they just never hold up. So. There's that. Anyways, we're excited. Episode 3 to be bringing it to you. Actually, we're even more excited that next week, starting next week and beyond, we're going to be having guests coming on throughout the pod. Do you know who we're having on next week? Who are we going to have on next week?
A good pal of mine who goes by the name of Clay Lawrence.
Okay, we're going to be having Clay in... the podcast and on the podcast next week. Is there something that you guys do together that you want to promote right now, maybe, or maybe not? I mean, I'm wearing the shirt, so.
No.
Okay. Just well,
me and my boy Clay and Noah, who we should get him on here.
Yeah.
Anyways, we have a t-shirt company called Prosty, P-R-O-S-T-Y. If you guys want to check it out, support the business.
What does that mean?
It means simple.
Nice.
Yeah.
How'd you come up with that?
Google.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. It's a deep meaning. But all proceeds go to our wallets if you'd like to help.
Oh, you're not into any charitable giving?
No.
Oh, cool.
Not at the moment.
Awesome. How's business?
Booming.
Oh, yeah? That's great. Well... Hope things work out well for you there. We're going to transfer into our content of the day. As you guys know, one of the big things, the main things, the reason why this podcast was birthed was off of our love of movies. Last week, we gave you our ranking, our 2019 movies that we've seen. Maybe in future podcasts, we'll go back to 2018. We had to have seen, I don't know, I was going to say hundreds of movies, but maybe not that. Last year, we've probably seen, yeah. Around there. There's been some great movies. What was the first one we ever saw to start the whole thing was 12 Strong, right?
Is I think the first we had one? Seen movies before that, but I feel like that kind of got us into
got
it.
The ball rolling. Yeah, that movie was, that movie still holds up for me about the soldiers on the horses,
mm-hmm.
You know? Horses are a big thing these days. Kentucky Derby, we talked about last week, you know? Lil Nas X, still Old Town Road. You know, he's released actually four versions of that song.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him, man. He's probably never gonna do another, you know, hit. Not to be mean. Well, I mean, you know, there are people that make these big hits as their first big song and then they kind of drop off, you know?
I'm pretty sure.
Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart, and then Old Town Road Remix, so.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he's releasing rock music right now.
Really?
Lil Nas.
That's interesting. Is he trying to tackle all the genres?
I guess so.
Wow.
I don't think I've listened to one fully through, but I think I saw that on his Instagram the other day.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. Cool, cool. Well, yeah, we saw the movie Long Shot with mm-hmm. Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron. I don't know if she's French, but it sounds cooler to say her name like that. It was good. You know?
Very good.
It was, I think it was a rom-com, right? Drama rom-com. Ah, not really a drama. Well, I guess a little bit.
Rom-com is romance and comedy. So, yes. I'm just trying to help you out.
You have a future in movies, kid.
Well, there's no drama.
Or shall I say adult? You've had a birthday recently.
Yes.
You are now an adult.
I'm an adult.
You're 18.
There's that.
Wow. How do you feel to be 18?
The exact same.
The exact same.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool, cool.
That's cool. Really exciting.
Yeah, another fun stuff on the horizon before we even talk long shot. After we have another member of Prosty on the podcast, and Clay, we have the Southern Boys coming up after that.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sykes Wilson and Mac Williams. We're going to be excited to have that group of guys on here. Should be an interesting conversation as well. So do us a favor and send us in some comments. Follow us on the Instagram, Shredded Cabbage Pod. And send all, DM us some messages, some questions. Talk to us about things that you want us to cover on the next podcast or things to ask our guest, as well as we're looking to have as many guests as possible coming up because we want this to be an interactive pod and not just me and low energy Blake. Anyways, so getting right back to it, long shot. I really enjoyed it. Last week we saw Memory Loss. I'm having memory loss. The week before that.
I'm thinking.
I don't think that we didn't even want that.
We did pop up week before.
Yeah, that's right. And we talked about that. Avengers Endgame. We put. I gave a solid 10 out of 10.
Same.
Which was really good. I know. People that rank stuff, they have a tough time giving massive, ratings like 10 out of 10. I know it's dramatic, but. Hey, it deserved it. Long shot, for me, I would say, it made me laugh a lot of funny parts. I like Seth Rogen a lot. I know there's people that, haven't found all of his stuff funny. I like Pineapple Express, the Neighbors movies. I was a fan of that. I was talking to a buddy of mine and this past week, and they were telling me that Neighbors 2 is just outdone and not really a funny movie. It was good. Seth Rogen always does movies that are kind of more pushing the envelope type deal. He did Knocked Up, and that was I laughed at that movie as well. Anyways, I would give it a solid 8.4. Not to be dramatic with the 0.4, but
wow.
It was a great movie. It was funny. And I enjoyed the storyline. Really funny, for a movie for Seth Rogen. And Seth Rogen not only is funny, but he has the ability to be dramatic as well and hit those parts of the genre really well. And so I really liked it. What about you, Blake? What'd you think?
I liked it a lot. I don't really know. Like, I'm trying to think of a number rating, but it's really like if I like a movie, it's either a yes or a no. I liked it. You know what I mean? It's hard to put a number on it because I want to say 10 out of 10, but it wasn't like the best movie I've ever seen in my life, but it was really funny. But it was a good family-friendly comedy.
It was not family-friendly.
Gather up all the kids in the minivan and go take them and see it.
Not. I mean, it's not that bad, but it's not family-friendly.
There were a few scenes.
Any Seth Rogen movie is not family-friendly, I would say.
I'd take my kids to see it.
Yeah, I'm sure you take your kids to see a lot of movies.
When I saw the movie twice, so I got to experience it two times.
Yeah. Because the first time when we went, you went to the bathroom five times.
That's true.
I was starting to think something was up. Okay. A little ridiculous on the five
times. It's because I had the large cup.
How do you even, I don't understand, 2 hours, how many times do you use the bathroom during Endgame?
Two times.
I don't understand how you can go five times in a two-hour movie and two times in a three-hour movie.
I don't know either. I just, really had to pee that day.
I didn't have to... I didn't use the bathroom once. I used the bathroom once before Endgame. I didn't have to use it in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And long shot, I didn't have to use it at all.
Well, that just makes you a bigger man, I guess.
You're right. You're right. I am the bigger man. But it's crazy. Five times, I don't know. I don't think anybody else listening has ever gone five times to the bathroom during a movie. That's just ridiculous. You had to have been meeting somebody.
I promise I wasn't.
Talking to somebody, something.
I talked to Chip.
Oh, he wasn't there.
Yeah, he was.
Really?
Yeah, I talked to Chipper.
Shout out Chipper Johnston, if you're listening, my man. Works at the New Vision Boulevard 10 movie theater in Grand Boulevard. Go see him. Go check him out. Chipper was not there.
He was there.
You're such a liar.
No, he was there.
You are such a liar.
I was in the bathroom walking.
You're lying on this podcast in front of me right now to all these people. You did not. No, he wasn't there because I would have seen him.
We'll see tomorrow.
We went in at the same time. We'll see tomorrow.
Our
you
Wednesday.
Mean in like an hour?
Oh, shoot. Is he there today?
I don't know.
Well,
last
we'll see.
Week we went on a Monday.
We can ask him. I promise you I saw Chip.
You don't make any sense, kid. I don't even know what he's talking about. Anyways, before we even get started with anything, we find out that Blake's a liar. Which transcends perfectly into this next story. There's a story of this American pastor. Actually, before I even get into the story, I want you to kind of, we're going to get on a little bit on the Christianity side of things. I'm just interested to know, like, you know, what your thoughts are, you know, and we could stay neutral on this, whatever you want to say. But what are your thoughts on when it comes to people becoming Christians, like, based off of other people? So, like, you know, you see people that, like, people have seen the Westboro Baptist Church, and if you don't know that, look them up. They are sick people. Sorry, I won't say anything else on that because I don't
like
want to sound too judgmental.
Good
as
bad.
In bad.
Oh,
as
gosh.
In bad. Don't say good.
No, no, no.
They're the type of people. They're the type of people that protest military funerals.
Like they don't want military funerals?
Yeah, like they're against people going into the military. Like they protest military funerals. They say God hates gays and all this kind of stuff and
gotcha.
Like going to hell and all
and
that.
That's interesting.
Anyways, what is your thoughts when it comes to people like as far as maybe personal experience for you or what like how much do people influence religion in general or how much do other people influence like have influenced you and your like you see what I'm saying? Like, you know, people can give a bad rap for Christianity like the Westboro Baptist Church. People can be turned off by Christianity because of what Christians, you know, outspoken Christians do.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts in that world of like, you know, like how much are they an influence?
Yeah, I'd say like especially something like it's kind of sad, but like the worst, like the like you're saying the Westboro Baptist or whatever, like they're really awful or whatever, but they got a lot of like publicity and stuff, so a lot of people are gonna see that and be like, oh, this is it. So it's kind of like what's that, one bad apple ruins it for everyone or whatever, so they just like get that image. So a lot of people are probably influenced by it and it's probably not good, but it's not much you can really do besides kind of do your part, I guess. But
yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you see it all around society, too. You see so many people, you know, give a bad rap for that particular group of people
mm-hmm.
that it may be. And it's just, you know, it's too bad. But, you know, who's to blame the people that are making their assumptions off of that? Because that's all they see, right?
Yeah.
And so we're going to transcend into this. There was an American pastor who was, I guess, going to preach in Ireland or something like that. Well, he got banned from the country, right? Because he is openly, get this, he's at his church. He is openly anti-gay and anti-Semitic, and that is his views. This guy prayed for Obama's death when he was in office, and he praised the gunman who killed 49 people in Orlando. And so we see that, right? And we just talked about what we talked about. We see that and we're like, you know, this guy is a pastor of a church.
Mm-hmm.
He's open on all these things. And people obviously go to that church and follow him, right? You know, and last week we kind of talked about that white privilege that white people have, that we have, that is just like over the top, right? And so you have guys like these who promote these things, you know, anti-gay, anti-Semitic, you know, just kind of going even further on with that narrative. Like, what does that make you think if you were an outsider and you saw this guy, you know, and you were like you heard like this is what following Jesus was or being a Christian was, like what would that make you think?
Well, I'd probably want no part of it, especially if that's all I'm seeing, because it's like looking through a little like peephole, like, you know what I mean? That's all you see is just like the bad part of everything. So if you don't see the good, like, of course you'd be like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Cause
no, it's.
He's pretty, his views are pretty messed up.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that is certain, you know, he, people like that give a bad rap for Christians because, you know, you say, and whether you're Christian or not, listening to this podcast, that is not the matter of discussion. The matter of discussion is more so about things that we want to, you know, things that we want people to experience, right? We want people to understand the fact that, hey, Christianity, like in my beliefs, Christianity is built off of one thing, and that's love. And when I say, or when I read that a pastor of a church is anti-gay and anti-Semitic, I don't see love in that. I don't see love in that at all. I see judgment. Right. And I'm not trying to get too biblical and all that kind of stuff. All I'm saying is throughout culture and throughout society, we see too many people ruin things for others. We see too many people put a bad reputation on things that truly matter and things that are truly good for us. And I'm not trying to invoke my Christianity and say that it truly matters. I feel like it truly matters. But we, you know, want to keep this as open of a podcast as possible, so we won't get into that. But moving right along, getting off of that topic, we want to give our feel-good story of the week. We see that this story out of India, right? Mm-hmm. India, this 27-year-old named Ajar Bharat. This 27-year-old, he has a learning disability. His dream was always to have a big, massive wedding, and he wasn't able to find a wife to wed with. And so his family made this massive wedding happen for him in India. And I guess it was over the weekend or last week. And, you know, transcending from bad reputation, all that. When we see these feel-good stories, Blake, what does that kind of, like, give you, you know, as far as, like, you know, we read about the old lady last week who waved to the kids and all that kind of stuff. Right, where are you kind of on that kind of stuff with, you know, should the media be more of feel good stories than there is destruction and these, you know, these stupid stories of putting these bad people, you know, on a platform?
Yes, because I mean, obviously you'd rather see all the good, like there's a lot of good stuff, but I mean, people are gonna put the bad stuff on the, what you call it, like the stage, the main stage, like it's going to be more popular just because, I mean, it like grabs your attention. Like you see something on the news where it's like, you see like a feel good story, like, yeah, like it's cool or whatever. But if you see like something awful happening, you're going to be like all over it and want to know what's going on. But that's just how it is.
Yeah, you're certainly right about that. What'd you think about the basketball games last night?
Probably my favorite games of the year.
Yeah, who played?
Team 1 and Team 2.
And what are we in right now?
Game 7.
Oh, Game 7! You knew that because I was talking to you about it earlier. Do you know what two teams played?
The Warriors?
No.
The Thunder?
Nope.
The Rockets?
Nope.
What color's their jerseys?
Stop.
No, I'll guess.
The two teams that played last night, there were two game sevens, as we like to say in the basketball world. The two best words in sports is, Blake?
I have no idea.
That's more than two words. Game seven. Those are the two best words in sports. And there was a lot of drama last night, game seven for the Raptors and the 76ers. Do you know where those two teams play, Blake? Do you know where the Raptors play?
No, I have no idea. I know.
No, it's in Canada. Actually. It's in Canada.
Toronto.
Hey, Toronto Raptors. Do you know where the 76ers play?
San Francisco.
Not even close. It's on the complete other side of the United States.
Virginia.
I'll give you a hint. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, gosh.
You've never seen that show?
I've watched a lot of that show. I don't know where it is.
You don't know the song? West.
Oh, West Philadelphia.
Hey, there you go. Born and raised. Philadelphia 76ers. Wow, this is making for a great podcast because he knows his sports. Oh, man. All right, the next two teams. Well, let's talk about that first. The Raptors edged out the 76ers with a 92-90 win. Not a 92, 93. Nice. Maybe it was 92. Maybe I need to do more of the research. It was 92. I'm prepared. 92-90 win. Kawhi Leonard hit a massive fadeaway shot that bounced on the rim twice before going in.
Wow.
Man, I'm telling you, you're missing out a lot in the world of sports, Blake, because that Game 7 was magical. I was watching it last night myself.
Mm. I watched the highlights on Instagram.
Yeah.
It looked cool.
Can't lie. I wasn't actually watching the game. I was keeping up to date with it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, my degenerate gaming addiction was getting the best of me yesterday. And I re-downloaded PUBG and got back into the PUBG world. Played Fortnite, you know, all that good stuff that any normal 23-year-old in the world would be doing on his Sunday afternoon. The other two teams that played yesterday, Game 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was the Trailblazers, and they are from?
Brooklyn.
Complete other side of the United States.
What to start with?
A P.
Pennsylvania.
Once again, complete other side of the United States, and the P is not a state.
I'm not. Phoenix? I don't know.
No, that's a good guess. It's in the...
Is it a city?
It's in Oregon.
Oh, Portland.
The Portland Trailblazers, and they played the Nuggets from what city, Blake?
Oh, I know this one. Denver.
Denver! Hey, you got it right. Yes, the Denver Nuggets... The Trailblazers edged them out 196. My boy from the 330 Akron, Ohio, CJ McCollum for the Portland Trailblazers went off last night. I'm a Dame Lillard fan, but I mean my man CJ from Akron, Ohio, the 330, as I said before, the place that births amazing gods in the area of basketball. Also the birthplace of LeBron James and Stephen Curry. Not many people know that Steph Curry was born in Akron, Ohio. Yes, but he did not live there. But he was born there. LeBron was the golden nugget of Akron, Ohio. Went to St. Vincent, St. Mary. Anyways, we'll talk about LeBron another day. We'll call it LeBron Day. As we begin to transcend, we talk about our newest segment, and it is called Florida Man. Mm-hmm. Yes, you've heard it. There is a website where you could literally go on there, and research and see all the different Florida Man stories. For those of us that live in Florida listening to the podcast, we know that the Florida Man has a bad reputation, as well as the many, many other people in the United States know that the Florida Man... I'll say many in the world probably know the Florida Man reputation. Let's be right about
Most
that.
Most likely.
We got a couple stories coming up here that Blake's going to tell us about. What's in the Florida Man world today?
Let's see. Oh, Florida Man fills urine.
Fills urine?
Working on it.
Let's speed it up there, Blake.
Oh, gotcha. So, this woman walks her dog on this dude's yard, apparently, and the dog pees on the yard all the time or whatever. So, Florida man, he got mad, and he filled up a water gun with his urine. I'm guessing he shot her, right?
He shot her, yeah.
Or at least the dog.
Yeah. So. He didn't shoot the dog.
No.
You know, I tried to give you something. I tried to allow you to spread your wings and fly.
I lied about my eyesight. I couldn't see.
It's okay. We don't have to tell them about that. Anyways, yes, there's a story. This elderly man, not elderly, he's just an older guy. You know, probably in his 40s. No, I'm just kidding. For all those middle-aged people listening out there, probably nobody. Anyways, this man filled a water gun with his own urine because this woman was walking her dog. around his house, right? Just normal walking. And for those of us who have dogs out there, I let my dog pee in the grass all the time in other people's yards. And
Same. And poop.
do you clean it up?
No.
That's messed up.
It's called natural fertilizer.
That's really, well, it depends on the yard and the area. Anyways, he filled a water gun with his own urine and literally shot, that's the word of the day, literally, shot at this woman with the water gun filled with his own urine and got arrested for it. Which begs the question, why did he do it?
I don't know. I wonder if she knew it was urine when she was getting hit.
Sure she smelt it.
Oh, that's true. I would probably think it was like hot
or
water
dealt it.
though. Or dealt.
That was a flatulence joke.
We'll cut that one out.
Get my Kauai laugh on. Anyways, do you know who Kauai is? No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Sports joke.
It's to do with the braids.
Oh, what's his last name?
Leonard, something like that.
Wow, Leonard. Yeah, Kauai Leonard. Wow, didn't give you. I gotta give you props for that. There was also, listen to this. You ever seen the Jason Bourne movies?
Yes.
There was also a drunk man, right, who was
Mm-hmm.
causing problems in a library in Tampa, Florida. And he, when approached by the cops, told them that he was Jason Bourne.
And he wasn't?
I don't know. That's a great question. He could have been.
Then he
He didn't
didn't
look like
clear
Matt Damon, though, in the picture that I saw.
it up. Well, Matt
So,
Damon's just an actor. It's based on a true guy.
yeah. Matt
So.
Damon's been in a lot of good movies as well. The Martian. The
Oh,
Martian.
that was a good movie.
Listen to this one as well. This man bought an island off the side of Key West. Multi-million dollar island. The next day, he was arrested for shoplifting at Kmart.
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
Have you ever been to a Kmart, Blake?
I have
Really?
many.
What did you buy there?
I don't think I bought anything. I think my mom probably did.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of moms, what was yesterday?
Sunday.
Yeah, it was Mother's Day. It was Mother's Day.
Mother's
Yesterday was
Day.
Mother's Day. I hope you treated your mother very well.
Yep.
I can tell that you did.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
I am the son of Catherine Ann Favor. That is my mother. We already talked about her in the first pod. But that is my mother.
I'm the son of Nancy Ship Realtor.
Nancy Ship Realtor. Awesome. Yeah,
That's
shout
her.
out to all the moms out there.
That's her new last name. Nancy Ship
Nice.
Realtor.
Realtor. Nice. Shout out to all the moms out there. It is a big job for all of those moms out there to nurture and care for all of us children. And shout out to also the people out there who don't have moms or maybe have a bad relationship with their mom. Because, days like Mother's Day and just like, Father's Day and all that, they could be painful days, They could. Everybody's celebrating their mom. I see on the Insta chat and the Snapgram all these people posting about their mothers and the, what's the other one? The face, the book face, the
Something
Facebook. See all these people posting about their mothers and it's wonderful and it's great. But it also could be a hard day for those who don't have mothers or have a bad relationship with those mothers with their mothers. So to those people, we say we love you and we care for you.
Yep.
Is there anything else that you kind of wanted to cover today, Blake? Anything else on your mind? Anything for the people?
I actually have a quote of the day.
What is your quote of the day? We are all anxiously awaiting to hear your quote of the day. It is the one of the most hottest topics on all the podcasts across the platform. It is one of the most must-see, must-hear things that we will ever have on this podcast. It is the quote of the day with Blake Shipp. We will end it out with this. We thank you guys for listening today. We thank you for following. Remember to follow us on the Shredded Cabbage Pod on Instagram to follow all of our latest content as we continue to grow this puppy. And as you guys continue to be loyal followers, we appreciate you and we will remember you when we make it big time, when we make it to Los Angeles. Blake, close us out with the quote of the day with Blake Shipp. Thank you guys.
The quote of the day is, The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. And that is by the man himself, Walt Disney.